Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Chairs No Waiting, episode number 761, Mayberry Days Trivia 2023, round two. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Guys, it's Christmas season. It's time to go over there and shop. You can get Christmas ornaments. You can get the Mayberry calendars. There's both a wall calendar and a flip calendar. There is a Mayberry tea towel. There are books that are inspirational based on biblical thoughts about the Andy Griffith Show. There's travel guides and there's hats. There's just so much. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 761 is Sarah Blaine. And the Patreon patron of the week is Chris Merrill. So, Chris, thank you for your support of the podcast. And, Sarah, happy birthday to you because it's her birthday the day the podcast comes out. So, thank you guys for supporting the podcast. And thank all of you who are listening to the podcast. Thank you for being here. It's always fun to just, again, I always say this, spend time in Mayberry visiting and talking. Well, this is always fun to me, too, to do the trivia. So last week, if you didn't listen to the podcast, head back and listen to episode number 760 and get round one, because this is going to be round number two of the Mayberry Days Trivia Championship. Okay, so all of us, you know, we lived through it last week and saw how hard the actual questions are. So, because they are definitely not easy questions in these trivia contests. So we did round one last week, and if you haven't done it, you can go back and do that one either now. Really, you probably want to pause and go back and play round one, because you're bringing forward your score from round one. So as a reminder, in round one, all the questions, there were 10, they're worth 100 points each. So you could have 1,000 points coming into round two, or you could have minus 1,000 points. And you can have anything in between, from zero to plus or minus 1,000. So whatever you scored in that first round, you're bringing it into round two. So we're going to play round two, and then we'll do our final Mayberry question. Okay, because it's copyrighted to say the final Jeopardy. We can't do that. So it's the final Mayberry question, where you will wager however many points you have combined from round one and round two, and you get to wager them to see how you score. Okay, so let's see. So the points for this week's questions, the point values is 200 points per question. Okay, so last week, round one, they were worth 100 points. Round two, they're worth 200. That's how we do it. All right, guys, so I'm going to get us our little Mayberry Days trivia playing music. There we go. So we got some trivia playing music thanks to the VW Boys at VWBoys.com. You can go and support them. And Tim White, thank you so much, sir. And we are heading now into round number two of Mayberry Days Trivia from 2023. Everybody ready? So got your pencils and your piece of paper, and we are ready to go. So here is question number one for round number two. All right, question one. Sally Tom's hair is not naturally curly. Her mother rolls it up in what? So Sally Tom's hair is not naturally curly. Her mother rolls it up in what? Now, if we were playing the actual trivia, they would have little buzzers in their hands. And after I read the question the second time, as soon as I finished, they would try to start mashing the button to buzz in to try to answer the question and give an answer. If they got it wrong, they would be minus 200 points. If they get it right, it's plus 200 points. So I'll read it one last time and then give you the answer. Question number one, Sally Tom's hair is not naturally curly. Her mother rolls it up in what? The answer to that question is she rolls her hair up in cardboard. That's from season 5, episode number 26. Season 5, episode number 26. Woohoo! Oh, man. Some folks in our chat room got it right. How did you do? How did you do on that? That was worth 200 points if you got it right. Remember, guessing is a minus 200, so be careful. Be careful in the guessing. So here we go. Question number two of round number two. Question number two. 200 points. Myra Lambert is preparing to portray what part in a school play? Myra Lambert is preparing to portray what part in the school play? Oh, goodness. I remember Myra Lambert's name, but I have no idea what the answer to this is. So last read, you can pause if you don't want to hear the answer yet. Myra Lambert is preparing to portray what part in the school play? Okay, the answer is a raindrop. That's from season 5, episode number 26. There you go, a raindrop. Folks in the chat room are getting it right. Did you? I did not. I did not know that. And the worst part is I actually wrote down these questions. I didn't create them, but I created a list that I'm reading. And I don't remember this, and it's only been 2 weeks ago. So if you got it right, man, great job. All right, here's the next question. Question number three. Question number three. Andy and Barney receive a letter from the Hubaker brothers, who Andy and Barney sent to the state prison. Which Hubaker brother is the youngest? Andy and Barney receive a letter from the Hubaker brothers, who Andy and Barney had sent to state prison. Which Hubaker brother is the youngest? Okay, so you don't even need to know their names. You need to remember which one is youngest. So you can pause if you want to think about this. But which one is youngest? Okay, so here's the final read, and I'll give you the answer. Andy and Barney received a letter from the Hubaker brothers, who they had sent to state prison. Which Hubaker brother is the youngest? The answer is Elmer. Elmer is the answer, and that's from season 1, episode 11. Season 1, episode 11. Elmer is the answer. Folks in the chat room are saying Junior. No, that's not right. It's not Junior. All right, guys, here we go. Question number four. That was minus 200 points if you guessed and got it wrong. Plus 200 if you got it correct. All right. Question number four. Opie gets flowers from the Morrison sisters to give his first grade teacher, who he thinks is upset with him. Name this teacher. Opie gets flowers from the Morrison sisters to give to his first grade teacher, who he thinks is upset with him. Name this teacher. All right, that's when you'd buzz in. Boom, got in. And you'd have a chance to answer worth 200 points. That's worth 200 points. All right, guys. One last read, and I'll give you the answer. Opie gets flowers from the Morrison sisters to give to his first grade teacher, who he thinks is upset with him. Name this teacher. The teacher's name is Miss Johnson. Man, folks are getting this right in the chat room. That's from season one, episode number 17. Woo, good job, folks, if you got that one. That is really good to me. I can't get any of these. So far, I have zero because I'm not guessing because I don't know the answers. All right, so I have zero this round. All right, question number five. We're halfway through after this. All right, question number five. We're 200 points. How many peppermints does Gomer purchase from Pearson's Sweet Shop in hopes of finding one with a green center, which will win him a grand prize? How many peppermints does Gomer purchase from Pearson's Sweet Shop in hopes of finding one with a green center, which will win him a grand prize? Oh my goodness. I do not know. All right, guys, last read and give you the answer. Now, again, you can pause if you'd like to try to think about the answer longer or go watch the episode to find out. How many peppermints does Gomer purchase from Pearson's Sweet Shop in hopes of finding one with a green center, which is going to win him a grand prize? The answer is 22. 22 is the answer. That's from season 4, episode number 14. 22 peppermints that he bought trying to get the prize. Oh, wow. All right. I don't have any idea what that cost him, but 22 is the answer. All right. Then you're halfway through. So in this round, you could have already earned, what's that, 2,000 points? That's 10,000 points, right? You could have already earned, or you could have lost 10,000 points, or be anywhere in between. Wow, that's right, isn't it? Man, this adds up. No, not 10,000. Well, we're only on 5,000. You'd have 1,000. So you're up 1,000 or you're down 1,000. Okay, all right. Here we go. Next question. Question number six. What is the grand prize if you purchase a peppermint with a green center in Pearson's Sweet Shops contest? I just said I didn't know this answer. I didn't even know. I didn't remember this was a question. All right. What is the grand prize if you purchase a peppermint with a green center in Pearson's Sweet Shop contest? So what's the prize that Gomer was trying to win when he bought those 22 peppermints? Okay. The answer, I should read it last time, I guess. I've been doing that. What is the grand prize when you purchase a peppermint with a green center from Pearson's Sweet Shop in their contest? What are you going to win? You're going to win a flashlight. You win a flashlight. It's season 4, episode 14. Same one we were just on. All right. So he bought 22 of them trying to win a flashlight. Now, I have no idea, again, what each peppermint costs. I don't know. Is that the next question? I don't know. Question number 7. Or 200 points. What does it cost Floyd to clean each of his barber towels? What does it cost Floyd to clean each of his barber towels? I might know this one. Finally. I finally might have one that I know the answer to. All right. Last read, and you can pause if you don't want to hear it yet. What does it cost Floyd to clean each of his barber towels? The answer, 20 cents. 20 cents. That's from season 5, episode number 10. 20 cents. 20 cents. 20 cents. 20, 20, 20, 20. I thought it was 25, or I might have said 25. Folks in the chat room are saying 25 cents, but it's 20 cents. You can go and check, make sure this is right. Go to season 5, episode number 10, and you can watch and you can determine the answer or not. So it's 20 cents. All right, number 8. That's the reason we give the episode and everything, because there are times when there is possibly more than one answer. All right, here's number 8. Aunt B buys a car from Goober that was previously owned by Jed Koontz. What did Aunt B pay for this car. Aunt Bee buys a car from Goober that was previously owned by Jed Koontz. What did Aunt Bee pay for this car? It's time to buzz in. You're buzzing, trying to get your answer. All right, give your answer. And here's the question one last time, and I'll tell you the answer. Pause again if you don't want to hear it. Aunt Bee buys a car from Goober that was previously owned by Jed Koontz. What did Aunt Bee pay for this car? The answer? $295. That's from season 6, episode 21. $295. Woo! I don't know how it's going for everybody. I hope you're doing pretty well on this. Got two questions left. I know our chat room is not real fast at guessing these because they don't want to guess and have it wrong because they'll miss. But we did at least get one person that got it right in the chat room. Okay, so next question, number 9. Two questions left and then our final Mayberry question. Question number 9. County Clerk Howard Sprague tells Andy that in the past 23 years, girl births have outnumbered boy births by what percent? I hope y'all know this because I don't. County Clerk Howard Sprague tells Andy that in the past 23 years, girl births have outnumbered boy births by what percent? Wow. I hope you guys know this because I do not. I think I may have gotten one right and maybe zero so far. Maybe zero. All right. Here it comes. You can pause if you don't want to hear it. County Clerk Howard Sprague tells Andy that in the past 23 years, girl births have outnumbered boy births by what percent? The answer? 94%. Wow. A lot more girls. It's good odds for those boys. Wow. Girl births have outnumbered boy births by 94%. That's from season 7, episode number 2. Wow. Wow. That is a lot. Wow. All right. Our final question in round number 2, worth 200 points. Worth 200 points. Here's question number 10. How old was Aunt Bee when her family moved to Peoria? How many of you knew that she moved to Peoria? How old was Aunt Bee when her family moved to Peoria? Wow. I have no idea. I don't know. So do you know, you guys are way better at this than I am. Last read, I'll give you the answer. Well, there's the answer. I posted it already. She was 18 years old. 18 years old is how old she was. 18. So Aunt Bee was 18 years old when her family moved to Peoria. There you go. All right. So that is it. That is it for that round. So I need you to now take your pencil and a piece of paper. Make sure you've added up how many points you got in round number 2. Add or subtract that from whatever you got in round number 1. And then that gives you a point total. Now, in the final round, you can bet all of it. You can bet none of it. If you've got a negative number, you're out. So I should mention that Jim Sherrill, who is in our chat room this evening as I record this live, is our reigning 2023 Mayberry Days Trivia Champion. So salute to you, Jim. This was his 6th time winning the Mayberry Days Trivia Championship. And I believe pretty much he's come in first or second for a long time, many years. So he's done really well. So congratulations to Jim. All right. So if you added it up, you got your answer. So you got some number of points from round 1. Add those or whatever to round 2, where you also could have gotten 200 points. So you could have got 2,000 points, right? So I guess you could have a total of 3,000 points. That would be a perfect score if you had 3,000. So then you would be able to bet. So if you had 3,000 points and bet 3,000, you could not lose. You might tie, but you couldn't lose. Okay, so here we go, guys. If you get it right, you can. So here's the final round questions. Everybody ready? Here it comes. So you made your bet. You made your wager. Not that you're actually playing against anybody, but just for pride. So you're betting your number. And even if you got the negative, go ahead and try to answer this. You can get it. If you're negative, you can't win, but you can still play. And you don't win anything anyway. This is for pride. So here we go. The final Mayberry question is, Lester Scobey and his family rent a house from mean-spirited Ben Weaver. What is the cost of Lester's monthly rent? Okay. Lester Scobey and his family rent a house from mean-spirited Ben Weaver. What is the cost of Lester's monthly rent? So what is his rent? So the way this works in the championship, they have a whiteboard. They write what their wager is, and then they write their answer on that whiteboard. And then we go down the line and ask for the answer and how much they wagered and to determine what their final score would be. All right, so reading it last time, and then we'll show you the answer. And you guys will just have to be on the honor system to tell whether you got it right. Lester Scobey and his family rent a house from mean-spirited Ben Weaver. What is the cost of Lester's monthly rent? The answer is $52.50. $52.50 is the answer. $52.50. So there you go. That was from season one, episode number 28. So how did you do? Did you get it? $52.50 was the actual rent. Folks, that is the completion of the Mayberry Days 2023 championship. That was all three rounds. How did you do? Did you do good? Did you have fun? That's the main thing. So I believe I've already told this. There were four seats available for those who qualified in the qualifying competition. We gave those questions earlier that were able to compete against the previous champions. So there were six previous champions who competed against four qualifiers, all of them competing equally in the final, in the round one, two, and final Mayberry round of the tournament. As I mentioned, Jim Sherrill was our winner, and Mike Jones came in second. I think that's all we had was those two. I can't remember. But anyway, that's our first and second place. They did a great job knowing these. I want to thank Kenneth Junkin, who is our Otis tribute artist at Mayberry Days. Kenneth Junkin of the Hearty Eating Men and Beautiful Delicate Women chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. He developed these trivia questions and their answers. He spends time every year doing that. And we are so thankful to Kenneth for all the hard work he puts in to making this a fun thing for the fans. Because I do think it's a lot of fun trying to answer these. Honestly, these rounds one and two are actually and even the final Jeopardy round, or final Mayberry round, are easier than they used to be. And I think I talked about that some last week, because it wasn't even fun for fans that were sitting out in the audience trying to do these. So it was not fun. All right, guys. So that is all of our trivia for the championship trivia. I hope you did really well. Let's play a little bit of just fun trivia to clear the palate. So we'll have a little bit more music, our normal fun trivia music. And here is a first question. Are you guys ready? This is just for fun. Yell out your answer. If you're driving down the road, people wonder, what are you doing? Okay, here's question number one. What band occasionally passed through Mayberry? What band occasionally passed through Mayberry? There's actually two. You can give two answers to this, really. What band? We're not talking about the Darlings, by the way. What band occasionally passed through Mayberry? Okay. All right, you got your answer. The answer is, you have two options. You could either say Bobby Fleet and his band with a beat, or you could say Freddie Fleet and his band with a beat. Either is acceptable because Bobby and Freddie, I don't know if they were brothers. I have no idea. I don't know. But Freddie Fleet or Bobby Fleet, one of those guys did that. All right, question number two. Who served Andy and Opie a dinner by candlelight? Who served Andy and Opie a dinner by candlelight? Okay, I'll give you a multiple choice on this one. Was it Peggy McMillan, Helen Crump, Clara Edwards, or was it Liz Parnell? Who served Andy and Opie dinner by candlelight? Was it Peggy, Helen, Clara, or Liz? The answer, pause if you don't want to hear it. The answer, it was Miss Peggy. It was Miss Peggy. Peggy McMillan did that. That was question number two. Okay. All right. Here we go. Next question. You ready? Barney had a bloodhound named Roscoe. True or false? Barney had a bloodhound named Roscoe. True or false? Okay, not a lot of time on this one because it's a 50-50 chance. If you don't know, you could at least guess. So the answer, Barney had a bloodhound named Roscoe, is false. That is false. That is not true. All right, so not everybody, I don't want everybody to yell this answer to this one out at the same time, but here's the question. Who said Shazam? Who said Shazam? And we're not talking about Captain Marvel, or now he's just called Shazam, but not Billy Batson. That's not what we're asking. On the Andy Griffith Show, who said Shazam? The answer, come on, you guys know this one. It's Gomer. We all know it's Gomer, right? It's Gomer. All right. let's see. So that's 4-5. Question number five. What was the name of Barney's bloodhound? So we know it's not Roscoe. What was the name of Barney's bloodhound? We already did the first earlier question that is not named Roscoe. What was the name of Barney's bloodhound? Okay, pause if you don't want to know. The answer, his name was Blue. He's Blue. Gun, Blue Gun. he likes it. He wants one of these lollipops. Okay, let's see. 5-6. Number 6. Who was a descendant of a Revolutionary War hero? Who was a descendant of a Revolutionary War hero? Who was a descendant of a Revolutionary War hero? Was it Barney, Andy, Howard, or Otis? Who was a descendant? The answer? Pause if you don't want to hear the answer. The answer was Otis. Otis was a descendant of a Revolutionary War hero. So I got 2 and 6. So we're number 7. Number 7. Number 7. True or false? Peggy's father was rich. True or false? Peggy's father was rich. True or false? Again, not giving you a lot of time. Just give the answer out. The answer is true. It's true. So that was number seven. This question is the next question. Who was Andy's rich girlfriend? If you don't know, you were not listening. Rewind the episode so you'll know. Who was Andy's rich girlfriend? So the answer, you had to have known this already because just ask it. The answer was Peggy McMillan. Peggy McMillan was Andy's rich girlfriend. Okay. All right. I think this is our last one. Number 10. Is that right? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So no, we're in zone 9, aren't we? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, we're on 9. Okay. What happened to Barney's neck when he was angry? What happened to Barney's neck when he was angry? The answer, you can pause if you don't want to know. What happened to Barney's neck when he was angry? That vein on your neck right there is sticking out. So the vein on his neck would stick out. All right, last question. Here we go. Who worked at the lingerie shop? Who worked at the lingerie shop? Was it... I give you multiple choice on this. Was it Myra... I can't even read this one. Was it Myra Pinkston? Was it Myra Cheek? Was it Myra Koontz? Or was it Leslie Koontz? So who worked at the lingerie store, the lingerie stop? Myra Pinkston? Myra Cheek? Myra Koontz? Or Leslie Koontz? Well, you know what they say about Myra Koontz, don't you? So Myra Koontz is the answer. All right, guys, how did you do? How did you do on that, huh? How did you do? All right, so that was 10 questions of just normal kind of hard questions. So I hope you enjoyed them. So we had lots of questions, not a lot of trivia. The last few weeks, we've had a lot of trivia. So I hope you guys have been enjoying the trivia. The Mayberry Days trivia is hard. Hopefully these a little bit easier, fun trivia. You had to have gotten at least one of those right because I gave you the answer and then and then I ask you the question again. All right, guys. So hopefully you enjoyed it, and I hope you did. I always enjoy it. I enjoy just even asking the questions, just listening to them. The question brings memories to mind of episodes and what was occurring and the things that was happening around it. It just makes it a lot of fun for me. So I hope it does for you as well. Folks, I would love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. Let me know how things are going. The Weaver's newsletter will be coming out pretty soon here. I'd love to hear from you about that. If you have any chapter news or anything, please email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Put chapter news in the heading, and we'll make it into the next edition of the Weaver's newsletter whenever you're listening to that, to this episode. Feel free to do that. And give me a call, email me, however you'd like to hear, talk to me. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for being here in Mayberry with me. I hope you have a great Mayberry week, and we'll see you next time right back here on Two Chairs. Good night, everybody.